Numbers 28, verse 1 to 29, verse 40. Remembrance. God wanted the Hebrews to remember, to go on remembering down the long, long years, to keep remembering, remembering former mercies, remember God's blessing in the past. Where do I find that? What am I talking about? Well, if you look at Numbers 28, verse 1 to 29, 40, you'll find several festivals and remembrance times, seasons of the year for the Hebrews, when there were special times of celebration and remembrance. 28, verses 16 to 17, 28, 26, 29, and verse 6, and so on. He goes on. The Israelites had to remember the great deliverance from Egypt, for example, the Passover, 28, verse 16, the great Passover, the great deliverance, the Exodus, the stupendous effort and the remarkable signs and the deliverance of this people from the grip of slavery and bondage, this captivity, this cruelty they were in, the deliverance, God intervening, tremendous power and vigor to bring out his people, to remember that great deliverance. They had to celebrate the grain harvest. They had to sound the trumpets, praise of God, a victory in battle, triumphant, remember God's mercy in the food and in war and in battle and settling the land. The Day of Atonement, chapter 29. This was a huge festival for them. The day when God showed that he was a God who would forgive their sins by blood sacrifice. They had to celebrate the remembrance of the wilderness travel. They had to, the festival of the tabernacles and so on. All these festivals were festive occasions, joyful occasions, happy, pleasurable, remarkable entrance into the fullness of it again, living it over again and reminding themselves that the Lord's hand had been with them and blessed them. It was a remembrance time. They had to remember the hardship too and the suffering and how they had been brought out. They had to deny themselves and remember these things and never forget. Do not forget. This is the point. Now, let's make some spiritual application here. How prone Israel was to forget. This is perhaps one of their most besetting sins. They forgot God. They forgot the covenant. They forgot his power. They forgot his law. They wouldn't keep it. They wouldn't obey it and so on. Yes, we can hammer Israel. They have a very, very bad track record. But how about me? How about you, brother and sister? Now remember, in the New Covenant, remembrance and reminders and rehearsing of these things is a very important thing. Let me explain to you. What about the Lord's Supper? The Lord Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. Don't forget that I died for you on the cross. This is the blood of the covenant. This is the sacrifice of my body. Eating this bread, drinking this cup, you show forth the Lord's death till he comes. Do this in remembrance of me. Not to sacrifice again, but do it in remembrance of me. How often in the letters we get section after section where there's repeated argument, driving it home. Why do these writers repeat their arguments? Because they want to teach us, because they know we're prone to forget and we need reminders. Let me read a passage to you. This is what Peter says, 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 12. So I will always remind you of these things, these gospel things, even though you know them and are firmly established in the truth you now have. I think it is right to refresh your memory as long as I live in the tent of this body, because I know that I will soon put it aside, as our Lord Jesus Christ has made clear to me. And I will make every effort to see that after my departure, you will always be able to remember these things. There's the emphasis here. You get it in the Old Covenant, Isaiah chapter 30, verse 8. Write these things down, says God, so that they'll always be able to have them. Now we have it in the New Covenant. You know, Christ, by his Spirit, was very clear. John 14, verse 26. The Spirit will come to you, and he will bring back to your remembrance, remind you of the things I've taught you. He will bring back to your mind these things. The repeated arguments. We must know these things. This is what Christ gives his Spirit for. Sometimes we sing that hymn, "Ye Gentile sinners, ne'er forget the wormwood and the gall. All hail the power of Jesus' name." Think about Christ's sufferings. Think about the deliverance. "Ye Gentile sinners, ne'er forget, never forget." You remember with the Hebrew people, the deliverance from Egypt and the entrance into Canaan, crossing the Jordan. Remember the stones and the service. Remember the children asking, "What mean ye by this service? What mean ye by these stones?" I've preached on it. It's Joshua 4, verse 21. I think there's a short sermon on it there somewhere in the list, and you will see it. The two dates are juxtaposed together. They're very close together. They synchronize. God was bringing his people out and bringing them in. And the point was that there's this remembrance. The children have to ask their father, what do you mean by this service? What do you mean by these stones? And then you tell him what the Lord has done. And of course, pleasure. Now, that's hardly a word we need to use today, because pleasure seems to be what the church is living for in many cases. But years ago, it could have been said, and I think it still could be said in some areas, you know who the believers are because they're so miserable. But as Isaac Watts says, "Come we that love the Lord, and let our joys be known. The servant, let sorrows of the mind be banished from the place. The gospel never was," I know he had religion, but I would say the gospel never was designed to make our pleasures less. Spiritual pleasures, though. Not carnal pleasures, spiritual. We mustn't be those kind of believers that people say, I know he's a believer because he's so miserable and wretched. No. Joy is a mark, and remembrance is a mark. This should lead to the praise of God for what he has done and encourage us to go on in the future. Now, I'm challenging myself here. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to forget, prone to wander, prone to drift. It just doesn't come automatically, this growing in grace. Work out your own salvation, Philippians 2, 12 to 13, for it's God who works in you. Be a remembering believer, brother and sister. Be a remembering believer. Let it bring joy to you. Let it bring courage to you and hope to press on and to glorify God. May God bless this word to us. For Christ's sake, amen.